Recently, Roger Casement was honoured in San Francisco with a bronze plaque on the city's Rainbow Honour Walk, located in the historic Castro District. The plaque was unveiled by Donna Sache.
Well, it wouldn't be an event in the Castro without a drag queen. I'm Donna Sache. I'm the president of the Rainbow Honour Walk and really pleased to be the head of that organization. And guess what? Today is Roger Casement Day in San Francisco for the Board of Supervisors. Are you ready, ladies and gentlemen? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, unveil!
Joining me now to talk about this is Yvonne Judge. She was at the various events surrounding this unveiling, and she joins me now from San Francisco. Yvonne, you're very welcome to the History Show.
Hi, Miles. How are you?
Great. Now, who is Donna Sache, and what is the Rainbow Honour Walk?
Well, Donna Sache, to give you context, let's call her the Panty Bliss of San Francisco. Quite a powerhouse in the Castro and in San Francisco kind of low-level politics. If you've ever visited the city of San Francisco and the Castro, you'd be very familiar with the area of the giant rainbow flag, the iconic Castro Theatre sign, and of course, Harvey Milk Plaza. You may have also noticed the bronze plaques in the sidewalk along Castro Street and the surrounding streets. There's around 30 or so of them, featuring names such as Harvey Milk, Josephine Baker, Tennessee Williams, and now there's one more in a dominant place outside the current Bank of America on Castro Street, that of Roger Casement. This story is one of an extraordinary San Francisco coalition who came together to honour Irish rebel, human rights activist and LGBTQ plus hero Roger Casement. San Francisco's Irish American community, local politicians and the LGBTQ plus community of the Castro united together in a unique coalition to make this happen. Casement is now in great company with the likes of Alan Turing and Oscar Wilde just nearby. They also have plaques dedicated to them. And this has been going on for a good few decades in the city. But they haven't lain a plaque like this for at least 8 years. There's also a bar just around the corner in the Mission called Casement's Bar, where the fundraiser was held before the unveiling. The owners, Gillian and Sean, well, they love Casement, basically. They didn't want to be a cookie-cutter type of Irish American bar. They have photos of Irish legends like Nell McCafferty, Johnny Logan, Sinead O'Connor everywhere. The plaque itself is bronze around 1 metre squared. The inscription reads, Roger Casement, 1864 to 1916, Irish patriot, diplomat and pioneering activist for the human rights of Indigenous peoples, martyred for his pivotal role in Ireland's 1916 Easter Rising.
Now, San Francisco historically has always been a very Irish city, and the Castro was once an area where the Irish lived in significant numbers.
Apparently so. I mean, I'm only getting used to the fact that San Francisco was such an Irish historical city, and the Castro itself was once an Irish American area. The plaque is currently at 501 Castro Street on the pavement outside the Bank of America. But this bank was once the first Hibernian Bank, which was a financial mecca for the Irish Americans and Castro residents. The Castro area was actually originally a hub for 19th century Irish Americans in San Francisco, and it was then known as Eureka Valley. In the late 19th century, Swedish, German and many, many Irish flocked to this working class neighbourhood where they lived as many generations as one in the old Victorian wooden houses. The Hibernia Bank was a cornerstone of this Irish community until the 50s, around then, when the area gradually became a post-war gay community, and gradually it evolved to become the Castro as we know it today. The area is a broad sidewalk on Castro Street, and it's a sun trap, and it can attract both impromptu political rallies and sun lounging, hence its nickname, the Hibernia Beach, for many years. It's the usual location for the Castro Christmas tree. There's a large heart sculpture and a memorial to victims of AIDS. So to place the plate here really is very cool. Among Roger Casement's closest neighbours on the Rainbow Honours Walk are Alan Turing, Gertrude Stein, Sylvester, the San Francisco disco singer, Tennessee Williams, Virginia Woolf and his Irish countryman Oscar Wilde.
And the man who was the driving force behind this plaque for Roger Casement was Matthew Rothschild. Let's hear now a little from his speech just before the unveiling.
You know that I have cared very much about this, the plaque, and for Casement. People know that when I first saw it, I brought tears to my eyes. I'm so proud that this is happening. Thank you so much. In the bottom of my Irish heart, as my grandmother would say, he really is a towering figure. It's hard to really understand how famous he was when he was taken down, how many people were envious of him because of his fame. And when he could have gotten clemency, the tide was turning against killing people. It was helping the cause of freedom in Ireland. The people that were jealous of him exposed his diaries. Okay? And then at that time, you know what that meant. People went to prison. It was a felony. And so he was killed and went to the gallows. I died for my country. He died a martyr. And he's someone I really, really look up to.
Yvonne, tell us a bit more about Matthew Rothschild.
Matthew really is an extraordinary character. His Irish grandmother from County Clare married a Jewish divorcee, a Rothschild, hence the name, and a lot of scandal at the time. He is a retired lawyer, a mover and shaker in the Democrats in the city and indeed the state. He's well got in Democrat circles. I could say, honestly, he's a friend of Kamala. His office is wild, it's brilliant. His office is full of memorabilia. On the wall is a full of page of from 1916 with the headline from a New York newspaper, Casement Executed. It really brought home to me how well known Casement was abroad. He was an Irish-American retired lawyer. He's a friend to powerful San Francisco Democrats, and he really is the man who is the linchpin for the entire project. While attending his Irish class in the United Irish Cultural Centre, Matthew first heard of Roger Casement from his mentor, Imelda White, when they were discussing the centenary celebrations for 1916. Matthew was fascinated by the story, and as a gay man who himself was barred from entering the US Foreign Service in his youth, Casement's story struck a big chord. Matthew then and his close friend Hilda Cassan, also an Irish classmate, started talking about the idea and the project got going. Hilda is the president of the United Irish Services Committee in the city. Their interest was piqued by Casement's human rights work, for which he received a knighthood in the Belgian Congo and the Peruvian Amazon. Also, his interest, obviously, in Irish freedom, joining the volunteers, and then travelling to Germany, first to try and convert Irish-born British soldiers, prisoners of war, who were Irish, and then actually gun-running, for which he was arrested off County Kerry.
Now, Yvonne, as you well know, for decades his reputation was clouded by the controversy over the infamous Black Diaries. How did that shape the effort to have him recognised on San Francisco's Rainbow Honour Walk?
Well, they're a big part of the story, the Black Diaries. Were they forged? Are they authentic? These days, they are now thought to be the real deal. For all of the above reasons, Casement was very well known abroad. And once he was arrested, the US papers followed his fate closely. Matthew has a copy of the front page of the New York Journal newspaper on his office wall with the headline about Casement's trial and execution. It seems that many people here followed the court case and actually advocated for him, including Hearst, who was owner of newspapers here. But a lot of the really bad publicity about the Black Diaries went against him. A local academic, Adam Hochschild in Berkeley, wrote a book, King Leopold's Ghost. And this book has literally been passed around San Francisco over the last few years. It's on Casement's background with his human rights work. Donna Sachet herself read it, the influential president of the Castro Rainbow Honours Walk. And Donna and others were convinced of the validity of going ahead with the project.
Now, here's Elizabeth Creeley. Elizabeth is the cultural officer at the Irish Consulate in San Francisco. And this is her talking about hearing about Matthew Rothschild's dream for a Roger Casement plaque.
Well, the first I heard of it was after I gave a walking tour of the Irish Mission District in 2016. Matthew was on that tour and he came up to me afterwards and was very excited and said, "Have you heard of Roger Casement?" And I said, "Yes, I've heard of Roger Casement." And he said, "Well, we need to do something." And that's how it started. And what he meant was that we needed to install a plaque, a permanent memorial to Roger Casement in the Castro neighborhood.
And this is Hilda Cassan, the president of the United Irish Societies, on how she got involved.
It was an unlikely turn of events. I met Matthew Rothschild at the Cultural Center during an Irish language class. And Matthew is devoted and earnest in his love of the Irish language and the Irish people. And Matthew and I have remained friends. And he said to me one day, "Hey, I'm really excited. We're going to get Roger Casement on this honor walk. in San Francisco. Do you want to know anything about it? You want to be a part of it? And I said, Matthew, would you come to one of our UIS meetings and just tell my board members what you're doing, what's going on, who's Roger Casement, why are we honoring him, what's happening? And so Matthew came to one of our meetings. Matthew came and he gave a really great presentation, really heartfelt, interesting. And Roger Casement is just such a remarkable person, Irish or not. As a person, a human, he was very remarkable. And what happened to him was really tragic. And so Matthew gave this very impassioned speech. And one of my board members said, I'd like us to be involved in this. And we'd like to donate $1,000 to this event.
That was Hilda Kazan, president of the United Irish Societies. And Yvonne, one of the many people, as you've pointed out, who helped to make this happen.
Yes, really a colourful coalition, if there ever was one. Hilda Kazan is president of an umbrella group of Irish organisations in the city of San Francisco, from the Cultural Centre to the GAA to the Ancient Order of Hibernians. And they do things like organise the St. Patrick's Day Parade and look after the seniors. Hilda invited Matthew to address the so-called old guard of the Irish community, the Committee of the United Irish Services themselves. And also at the Irish class, Dermot Philpott, perhaps the most old guard of all the Irish old guard, on hearing of Matthew Rothschild's idea to honour Roger Casement on the Rainbow Honours Walk, stood and said, anything you need, I will help you.
OK, so next we're going to hear Micheál Smith. Micheál is Ireland's Consul General to the Western USA, on why San Francisco is honouring Casement and the history of the Irish in San Francisco.
Delighted that San Francisco is going to welcome a new honoree to the Rainbow Honour Walk, Roger Casement, an Irish hero, someone who embodies the values of a modern day Ireland that stands for human rights, liberation of oppression and dignity for all. And his plaque is going to join the Rainbow Honour Walk's growing role of LGBTQ plus figures. Casement exposed the atrocities in the Congo and the Amazon. Honouring him reflects the sentiment here in San Francisco of commemorating, honouring people who have made a difference and improved people's lives. San Francisco, it's a very Irish city. Back in the late 1800s, about a third of San Francisco's population were born in Ireland. The first ever foreign-born mayor was a Longford man named Frank McCoppin, 1867. Frank was responsible actually for the initiation and the planning of Golden Gate Park. And it's in Golden Gate Park that we have another commemoration of an Irish hero, Robert Emmet. A statue of Robert Emmet was unveiled by Eamon de Valera during his tour of America in 1919.
That was Micheál Smith, Ireland's Consul General to the Western US. Yvonne, who else was at the unveiling?
So the great unveiling happened at 4 o'clock on Tuesday, October 28th at 501 Castro Street, outside the Bank of America, formerly the First Hibernian Bank of San Francisco. May I add, by the way, the day, October 28th, has been renamed Roger Casement Day. The Castro was named after Castro Street and it evolved into something of a gay community, mostly male, it has to be said. Present at the plaque unveiling were Consul General of Ireland Micheál Smith and consular staff, including Elizabeth Creeley, cultural officer, who was so involved in the background to this. Minister for Diaspora and International Development Neil Richmond TD, who happened to be just visiting the city and was delighted to be present. California Senator Scott Wiener, who is now running for Congress next year, and you'll be hearing about him again. And very important, San Francisco Mayor Daniel Lurie, quite the man of the moment, turned up to make a speech on the day. Drag queen and president of the Rainbow Honour Walk, Donna Sashay, presided over events, and hundreds of onlookers and well-wishers, including Father Aidan from the Berkeley Oakland St. Columba's Parish Church. There were also a number of the International Consular Corps present, including the Peruvian Consul General, Juan Miguel Miranda Barambilla, referencing Casement's work for human rights in the Peruvian Punta Mayo. We had bagpipes and even an Irish-American cop singing Our Own Navian. I think we should also give a big shout out to Irish and County Leash builder and hurler Mark Gorman, who arranged for the laying of the plaque in the sidewalk. And shout outs to both Colm O'Brien of Bar 49 in the Castro and Gillian Reynolds and Sean O'Donovan and Chris Hastings of Casement's Bar on Mission Street, who held the fundraisers.
And finally here, as you mentioned, is San Francisco Mayor Daniel Lurie, who also spoke at the unveiling.
It's an honor to join you as we recognize Sir Roger Casement's extraordinary legacy and ensure that others know his story by joining the Rainbow Honor Walk. Here in San Francisco, a city built on the belief that everyone belongs, we feel a connection to Roger Casement's story. As a diplomat, a humanitarian, Casement's courage and conviction continues to inspire generations. He was among the first to expose the horrific human rights abuses in the Congo Free State and later in the Peruvian Amazon, work that earned him recognition as a pioneer in the fight for human dignity. Today, we remember him as a man whose bravery endures. His inclusion on the Rainbow Honor Walk reminds us that the fight for justice, whether the sovereignty, human rights, or LGBTQ+ dignity, is connected by a shared purpose.
And that was San Francisco Mayor Daniel Lurie. Well, in San Francisco, Roger Casement's complex legacy has obviously found a new place of remembrance. Yvonne Judge talking to me there about the new plaque dedicated to him on the Rainbow Honor Walk. Yvonne, many thanks for joining us on The History Show.
Thanks for having us, Miles.
That's all we've time for on this evening's programme, and indeed all we've time for on this series of The History Show. We'll be back in the spring with another run of episodes. Details of all our items, as well as podcasts, are available on our website, rte.ie/historyshow. My thanks tonight to Dave Gibson on sound and our researcher, Ian Kennelly. The History Show is a Pegasus production for RTE. For now, from me, Miles Dungan, and producer, Lorcan Clancy, goodbye, and thanks for listening.
Follow us on Twitter at RTE History Show.